Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heartblend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on emotional care and empowerment for empaths, sensitive souls, and those that resonate with my content. So hello, I'm so excited and happy to have you. And today we are diving in and talking about self-care for the body. I'm so excited and happy to go over this topic with you because the body is so important. If you haven't already, I would highly suggest you listen to the frequency and body episode. It is so intriguing and informational that really helps us to understand that the body is so much more than just skin and bones. But in this episode, I am focused more on the physical. So we are going to cover caring for yourself in regards to diet and nutrition, your hygiene, fitness and activity, rest and sleep, environment, beautification, and connecting. Okay, so the first thing that I want to cover is to remind you to listen to your body. Your body is so smart. Your body always knows exactly what it needs, but your body also has a memory. So it can only pull from whatever database it's been built up to. So if we're not feeding ourselves with healthy options, the body may not know or learn what is good for it just yet. It's going to pull from whatever straws we have to try to get what it needs. So listen to your body, and not just from a cravings, you know, food standpoint, but listening to your body and what is it trying to tell you? Do you feel tired? Do you feel like you're ready to move? Are you thirsty, right? Do you need to be hydrated? Listening to your body and not dismiss it, to not focus so much on what the mind is trying to tell you. Are you feeling pain in your body, right? Your body is really giving off an alert system trying to get your attention. It is requiring for you to care for it. So we have to listen to our bodies. Remembering the importance of getting those checkups, staying on top of your health, find out what your body needs. Give your body a full scan, you know, rate how you feel within your body from 1 to 5. Go from your head all the way down to your toes. How are you feeling in different areas? 1 to 5. 1 being not so good at all, or 5 being great. And address any pressing issues, right? Don't ignore that. If you know that you're not feeling right, if something's feeling off in your body, it's important to address that, to take care of that. We have to make sure we value our bodies. So many of us, especially those that tend to be more spiritual, we want to be so disconnected from our bodies for some reason. Even just saying, I'm a soul in a body, or I'm a soul with a body. Your body is a physical projection of your entire existence. It's something that people can experience. It's something that people can touch, people can feel, people can enjoy, people can see. It's an incredible experience to have a physical body, for you to feel, for you to touch, for you to see, for you to taste, for you to smell, for you to experience and perceive reality, for you to express yourself, for you to communicate through, for you to be able to create sound from you, for you to be able to create things and to invent things and to do whatever it is, to influence others, to share love with one another, to experience affection and love. You can't do that without a body. So we need to get connected and value having a body. Your body is not meant to completely limit you. Your body is there for you to experience life in. So many of us just want to float around and just be in the clouds, or like, I don't know what in our minds we're thinking when we don't want to be in our body. We just, what do you want? What do you want to do? You just want to like sit in corners of rooms and stare at people, or like just float around and like, wee, I'm flying. Woohoo. I'm looking at the earth. Cool. Okay. So we've got to get grounded and connect with that body. You only have one body, right? So we have to take care of it. We have to value it. Oftentimes when we don't value it, when we don't care for it, we don't appreciate it. We're not grateful for it. It works really hard, really, really hard for us every day, just so we can experience life, just so we can have a good day or a bad day or laugh or whatever, just for us to experience and to feel. So we have to take care of it. Making sure our hygiene is a priority. Hygiene has improved the lifespan of humans over the last few centuries, just by keeping ourselves clean. People did not live nearly as long as they do today just because of hygiene. So it's important to making sure that your skin, your hair, your teeth, your body is clean and staying on top of that. It's important to stay active, right? Staying active and how you like to be active. When we're resting too much, it starts to stiffen the body. So we have to get out and enjoy your body, build its strength, build the flexibility, do what you enjoy. Enjoy feeling the body, whatever that looks like. Whether it's exploring, whether it's swimming or dancing or yoga or stretching or whatever it is, just get into your body, feel your body, move around, stay active. And then on the flip side of that, we want to make sure that we're getting the proper rest so that it can help the body heal and cleanse itself. Did you know that the brain literally cleans itself when you're sleeping? I think that's so amazing that it's cleaning off all of these like funky chemicals and toxins and gases that are released in the brain when we're stressed out throughout the day. And when we sleep, it's cleansing that away. Notice how some days you wake up and you feel refreshed as if the day just kind of went away. Unless we have something that is emotionally pressing us, which may be regret or anxiety. So it's important for us to get that proper rest. One thing that I want us to keep in mind is that the body affects everything. And everything affects the body. When you don't feel good in your body, everything else feels horrible. And everything else around you is affecting your body. Your body is so sensitive. The body's taking in so much information consistently that it's constantly fighting infections, fighting germs, being on alert, being aware. So everything affects your body, which is why it's important to take care of your environment, taking care of your home, taking care of your car, your office, or wherever you spend the most time. Making sure that those things are taken care of so you can be taken care of and feel safe in those environments is so important. So while your environment is a reflection of your mind, a lot of times your body is being affected by it. So keep it clean and keep it organized. This will reduce the amount of stress and exposure to anything that could potentially harm you or make you sick. The next point that I want to talk about is beautification. Did you know that beauty is a value? The human eyes gravitate to art and beauty. And when we look good, we feel good. And this can just look like dressing up, doing your hair, your nails, accessorizing, whatever it is. You don't have to overdo it, but you could just make a day of it. You know, treat yourself as if you're royalty for you, not for anyone else. And sometimes, you know, we focus on beauty being so valuable that we miss all the other things that are important. And that's not what I'm saying here. But what I'm saying is that we love to look at beautiful things. And I believe everyone is beautiful when we take care of ourselves, when we are expressing joy, when we are at peace, when we are healthy, we are our most beautiful. And that's really the key to beauty. But at times when you want to just feel really good, whatever that looks like to make you feel beautiful or feel handsome, do so. Just feel good. And the last point that I want to cover when it comes to self-care for the body is that I recently did a poll when it comes to connecting with yourself. And 33% of you said that you don't feel connected to your own body. Some of us don't know anything about how this body even works, when it feels off, or what it needs, or how to even manage it. And so we have to ask ourselves, how do we feel? So just take a moment, tune in. How do you feel right now in your body? Are you feeling pain? Are you feeling discomfort? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling sluggish? Are you feeling tired? You know, some of us have been in negative conditions for so long that just feels normal. So we've really got to start focusing our attention towards our bodies, not for criticism, which is something we often do. We either just criticize our bodies or disconnect from our bodies. Rarely do we take the time to show gratitude for our bodies, to look at things that we like about our bodies, to appreciate something about our bodies. We're either using it to prove something, we're using it to compare ourselves, we're using it to criticize ourselves, we're using it to self-reject ourselves, we're using it to find value for ourselves by seeking validation from others. Rarely do we take the time to actually connect with our bodies and see what it needs, making sure that we are on track for things. We're not just going through the motions. We're not just living in our heads. And then when it's time to think about the body because there's some alarm system going off, we just start to associate the body with pain. So it's important to get connected to your body. And the first way to do that is to start to find ways to feel grateful for your body, to find things that you love and value about your body, things that you appreciate in your body. That's going to be really important for you. Something that I like to do is a lot of at-home health tests. So, you know, I know that we can't always get to a doctor all the time, but I like to just monitor my own health at home. So I use Vessel Health, which they send you these test cards and you can test your nutrient levels, and it'll really tell you a lot of information about what's going on within your body within minutes. We have technology for this now, testing your own pH level, getting to know, hey, is my body too alkaline right now? Is it too acidic right now? It takes time to, you know, invest in those things and to practice those things. But it's really good because when you know what's going on in your body and what your body needs, even just from a scientific space, you automatically start to feel connected. You can't ignore when something feels off or when your body needs something. So you start investing in it. You start giving your body what it needs. You start building a routine. You start taking your health more seriously. And if you feel totally disconnected, I suggest to journal, but only for your body. A daily check-in with how you feel in your body every day, not just emotionally, but just physically in your body. How are you feeling? And in that journal, also just writing down something you appreciate about your body or that you're grateful for. Even if it's just the simple fact that you can open your eyes and see, or you can hear, or you can breathe. Some of us wish we had a different body. Some of us hate our body. Some of us wish we didn't look the way we did. And if you feel like that, there's no way you're going to be connected. So it takes some deep healing to build our self-esteem and to really start to feel comfortable in our own skin, in our own bodies. What would make you feel comfortable in your body? Is it something that you could change or adapt or do? Take that time with yourself to really find ways to understand yourself more physically. Take a look at your ancestry. That really starts to build a lot of awareness and appreciation when you know where you come from. And that explains a lot of your features, why you look the way you do. Get a face reading, by the way. Sorry to throw that in there, but yes, getting a face reading taught me how to truly appreciate my face so much more, and I could actually see the beauty in it because I could learn what just different features meant. So get a face reading, and I would highly suggest Elena, the face reader. There's a few episodes on face reading in this podcast. So definitely tune into that. And I think you'll enjoy it. I think it'll teach you a lot and it'll give you so much insight into who you are and the story you hold just in your face. So this concludes our episode on self-care for the body. I know it was quite a bit, but I hope that you all enjoyed it. I hope you can find ways to just express yourself in your body in different ways, right? Whether it's to feel sexy or to feel vulnerable sometimes, or to feel strong, or to feel empowered, or to feel lovely, or to feel soft, or to feel, you know, whatever it is. Learn how to express yourself in your body in different ways, okay? Play with different textures and fabrics and just feel. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much. This is Heart Blend Podcast.